Harper Children's Audio presents Hate That Cat by Sharon Creech, performed by Scott Wolf. Copyright 2008 by Sharon Creech. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Jack, room 204, Miss Stretchberry. September 12th. I hate that cat, like a dog hates a rat. I said I hate that cat, like a dog hates a rat. Hate to see it in the morning, hate to see that fat black cat. September 13. Sorry, I didn't know you liked cats. Didn't know you have one. September 14. More poetry? You probably think we will remember what we learned last year, right? What if we don't remember? What if our brains shrunk? What if it's too hard? But I am glad you are my teacher again. I hope you will keep moving up a grade every year along with me. You understand my brain. September 19. No. I can't write any more about my dog Sky. Maybe all of the words about Sky flew out of my head last year. I think about him all the time, and I see him in my mind, and some of his yellow fur is still on my yellow chair, and sometimes I think I hear him. Arum, arum, that sound he made when he was happy. But no, I can't write about Sky. A-N-Y-M-O-R-E. Maybe I could write about a cat. A mean cat. A crazy, mean, fat, black cat. Although, my Uncle Bill, who is a teacher in a college, said those words I wrote about Sky were not poems. He said they were just words coming out of my head, and that a poem has to rhyme and have regular meter, and symbols, and metaphors, and onomato-something, and alliter-something. And I wanted to punch him. September 21. Another thing Uncle Bill said was that my lines should be longer. Like in real writing. But here is what happens when I try to make them longer. The page is too wide and the words get all mumble-jumbled and it makes my eyes hurt. All that white space, the edge of the page so far away, and in order to get all the words down that are coming out of my head, I have to forget the commas and periods, or I have to go back and stick them in all over the place, like this, which looks, if you ask me, stupid. But if you write short lines, a person knows where to breathe. Short or long, and I hate to read those long lines, and I don't want to write them either. September 26. I wish you would tell my Uncle Bill all those things you said today about our own rhythms and our own images bouncing around in our words and making them poems. And yes, I understand that if I am ever the President of the United States, I might be expected to write very, very long lines, but in the meantime, I can make my lines short, short, short if I want to. But even if you told my Uncle Bill all that stuff, he wouldn't believe you. He likes to argue. My mother likes my short lines. She runs her fingers down them and then taps her lips once, twice. And I think I understood what you said about onomato-something and alliter-something, not having to be in a poem, and how sometimes they enrich a poem, but sometimes they can also make a poem sound purple. Purple! October 3. Okay, okay, okay. I will learn how to spell alliteration and onomatopoeia, right? And I will practice them, just in case I ever need them, to enrich something. Ready? I can't do it. Brain frozen.